Tzadik in the base. Yeah, Hamatznia. For that Morgan's daf, yeah. Hamatznia is there. Somebody's Matznia hides a seed, and he's going to use it to plant. He's machshir to him, this seed is very chashiv, he's going to use this seed. Rasta dugma, he hides something for dugma, for a sample. For him it's a davar chashiv, even though it's very small, he's going to use it. Rasta refuah. For him it's a davar chashiv, he'll use this small thing for refuah. Voitziyah b'shabbos chayiv. If he carries it out on Shabbos, he's chayiv. Since he's machshiv it, for him it's a chashiv, a thing, he's chayiv for taking it out on Shabbos. V'cholshu, no matter how small it is, still he's chayiv. Even though all the Mishnahs before you need a shear, that's only to make it chashiv. But if you're machshiv it, that alone is mechayiv you. V'chol adam ein chayiv ala bela kishiroi. But everybody else is only chayiv like all the Mishnahs before kishiroi. Is a shear by oichlin, it's kagregris, by eitzim, it's klei lavashu, beitzakala, everything has a shear. Now the chiddush is, chaz av yechnisoi, ein chayiv ala kishiroi. But this material, the first person, that was matznia, for him, it's a davar chashiv, the seed, or the dugma. And he took it out, amanas, to use it. And then he changed his mind. And he brought it home, when for the achnosis potter, ein lechayiv ala kishiroi. There's a chiddush, even though when he took it out, he was machshiv, this is a chashiv thing for him, this kolshu he's going to use. But as soon as he changed his mind, he's not going to use it anymore. So when he carries it back, it's not a davar chashiv. And you only chayiv if you have yishiroi. Pachas mekishiroi, the lachir is you. Pachas mekishiroi, your potter. That's the Mishnah. Saw this yesterday, yeah. So that's the Gemara. So Gemara, lomali lemisnei hamatznia. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah loshen hamatznia? That metchilo, you take this zera, this one seed, and by you in the house, it's choshev to you, you hide this one seed, you use this one seed. Lisnei hamotzi lezera. Let's say poshid. Somebody now takes a seed outside, I'm not to plant it. If somebody's carrying one seed on Shabbos, so the Mishnah before said you potter. You dafka have to have shnayim, for zera kishuyim. Or else the stams royim, you have to have five. That's the pshat, because it's not a davar chashiv unless you have five or two. Because most people don't use one seed and not matriach themselves to go out to plant. But lo yitzu, you're a person that's matriach yourself. It's kedai for you to take this one seed and go and plant it. The chuyi shlosa b'chayiv now on Shabbos. If this Shabbos goofy, you're carrying out this one seed, I'm not to go outside and plant it, so it's a davar chashiv for you. You're working with it. So you should be chayiv. So what is the Mishnah that I've got to say? How much sneer? Mashmi did a ma'aser. First you hid this seed in your house. It was chashuv to you. It was in your dresser. And now you take it out on Shabbos, Yichayim. What do I have to be matznir it for? I'll be now on Shabbos. You change your mind and decide to plant one seed. Carrying it out should be a davar chashuv. Should be chayim. So Rashi, listen. Hamoitzi zera. V'chol shu chayim. V'yam fagav the layat sneer mikor. Even though he didn't hide the one seed before. Lohachi. What's the pshat by all these hoitzoros and Shabbos? You have to carry out a size, something chashiv. Somebody doesn't take out one seed to plant one seed. So therefore, hilkach moitzia stam potter. If somebody stam carries out one seed, he's potter, because it's not a dobi to use. Ad shehei boy shir. But this person, he's taken out one seed. I'm going to have to use it to plant it. The hedge is goli died to the Torah of Yachshavein. This person is megaladas, that for him it's a dover choshev of this one seed, and he's matriach himself with it. So he should be chayiv on Shabbos. So why does the Mishnah daft in the Tanai hamatznia? First he hid it, and then he took it out. No, even if you didn't hide it before. Now on Shabbos he changed your mind and decided, could I for you to plant one seed, you carry it out, you chayiv for the tzor. So the Gemara, lomel mishnei hamatznia, listening, hamoitzi lezera, or the dugma, or the refuah chayiv, v'chol shu. Right now you're carrying out for these purposes, either for planted, or else the dugma you want to show somebody a sample, or else the refuah. This small thing is a refuah for you. This one seed or this small piece of leaf is a refuah. So it should be chayiv v'chol shu. So tomorrow, Amar Abaya, hoche b'mayaskinu, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Kegoin she'atzniya. Metchilo, this person took in the one seed or the small piece of material or dugma to show off with, or the refuah, a small leaf to be refuah. V'shokach l'mahatznia. It's before Shabbos he took home the small material to use, and in the middle of Shabbos he forgot what he took it home for. V'hashto komapik le'stama. Now on Shabbos he carries it out with stam, without kavana to use it lezera. He has no kavana to take this one seed down and plant it, or he has no kavana to use it for refuah. He forgot what he took it in for. He's taken out stam now. Is that's the chinus to Yechayiv. Mal the time I would think. Since right now he forgot for what what he was hiding it for. So I would think when he carries it out now stam, he doesn't have a machshava to be machshavit. So he's like anybody else that after needs a shear. And for us make a shear should be potter. Kamashvula no. Whatever you do now, mistami you're doing for the same das you had before. And when you brought this seed into your house, when you were much near the seed, you had das to use the seed. So since matchila you had das to use the seed, even later when you take it out on Shabbos without das, we say minastam a person is doing now al das rishayin uvaisa. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Therefore, for once you are matzniya, once you took home one seed to hide in your house, like to use it. Like your machshav, one seed I'm going to use. Now on Shabbos you can't read it out, even with stam das, you also chayiv. The person mamish takes the seed out to plant it now. Even if you didn't hide it beforehand. Or masnis in the boy matsniya. Why does our Mishnah say a loshin amatsniya? The moitzi stam come or somebody carries it out stam. To go in the talkloy nibayas labayas. Stam, you want to carry it now from one house to another house. You own two apartments and you want to carry the seed from this house to the other house. Not amanas to plant it. The yena chayev elu mishum diachshavei. That's nothing. Obviously, since right now you're not carrying it out to plant, you're only carrying it to carry from one house to another house through the Rishus Rabbim, so stamazo you be potter. It's not a shear, it's not the size of five seeds. Now why you chayev? Because metchila you had das to hide it. To be machshavei, that's why you chayev. V'im toima kvashon, so that's the chiddush in the Mishnah. You took it in, and now when you carry it out stam, still you chayev. Because we say adas we showing who moitzi. Shrek Rashi Yom Toim Nakvashon Maklal God who learned this Kiddush already. Kol Shein Akosha Latzniya Ein Chayiv Elo Matzniya. Obo Ho Matzniya Chayiv? If somebody hides it though, he's Chayiv. Hocho, my asking in the Yitzchus La Matzniya, again the Yatzniya Hai Matzniya Lezera. Metchila you hit it, took it in the house to plant this one seed. Oh, the dugma, this small piece of material you took in to use for a sample. V'shochach l'ma matzniyo, now you forgot what you took it in for. V'ashto mapak le'stam l'talt l'mibayis l'bayis. Now you stop carrying your small seed or the small material from one house to another house. That's what you're doing. Is mal the tema, v'tuli bot l'mach shafto is a trashi kiv on the shochach b'shos. V'shas v'tso, shlehoye zocho v'yatznosoim, you forgot now for what purpose you hid it. Is botloy machshavtoim v'yein kan zetrashi loy chashivas machshavas atzno v'loy machshavas hitzo. Right now when you're carrying it out, there's no chashivas to it. You're only carrying this seed from one house to another house, so it's not a double choshev. I metchilo you were matzniyah it, you hit it, but now you forgot what you hit it for. As I would think, you put the kamash b'mon echidish the chol oisa stam al dasa rishoyin oisa v'vashach yuseho kai makoi. That's the chidish. So about metchilo when you brought this seed into your house, for you was a dove choshim. You hadn't doubt that sometimes you'd go out and plant this one seed, even though now in Shabbos you forgot about it, still you chayiv. Because we say the chshivas is still here. Calls them on your worm, mevatel that chshivas, just that you forgot about it, is called adas, adas vishayinu voice. Om Rav Yudha Mashmuel, mechayiv hoye Rebbe Meir, af b'moitzi chita achas lezriya. Even if you carry out one chita, one wheat, to plant it, Yechayiv. For the Gemara Pshita, Kolshu Tanan Avada, that's what our Mishnah says. Hamatniel is Zera, is Kolshu, you carry out, Savada, one seed is also Choshev. But for out here, your mom is carrying it out, Amanas to plant it. So your mom is Machshev it. Savada Yechayiv for one seed. What's of Yehuda's Kiddush here? So the Gemara, Mal the Tema, Kolshu, that the Mishnah says, if you have das to take it out, Yechayiv with a Kolshu, I would think the Mishnah's Lav Dafka. That just means Lafuki Megregris. You don't have to carry out enough seeds the size of a Gregris, a dried out date, which is usually the shear of Oichten. But I would think you do need at least the size of the Kazayis at least. The Mishnah says Kolshu is Lav Dafka. It's just not a Gregris. But a tzayis, maybe you do need, kamashmala, no. When the Mishnah says kolshu means bediyuk, even for kolshu, even for one seed, for one chita, you also chayv if you carry out on Shabbos. Since for you it's kosher. So drashi kolshu tanan, or stam mishnah rameya, so what's the chiddush? I would think it just means lafukim egregris. The shar oichlim, that other oichlim needs a gregris. That's the shear of a dried out date. Here you don't need the shear of a dried out trade. Kamashmala, nein, a kolshu is enough.
So Marmaskev lo Rabbi Yitzchak b'Reid Rabbi Yehuda. Ela mayato, if you're going to tell me your svara now, you go boss of the person's machshava. And even though usually by oichlim you need a shiur of a gregris, but if to you it's machshav, this small piece of a cookie, it's less than a kezai, it's less than a gregris. But since you're going to use it for a fuot, your chayiv, hey, so you have that, use this small piece. To you it's choshev yichayiv, you go boss your machshava. Oy bazoi, what about if I can't? Chishev lohoitzi kol beisoi. The person has that now in Shabbos, I want to carry out my whole house. I have 25 chairs in the house. And I have das now, I want to carry out all 25 chairs. That's my das. Kum the sois, if I only take out 15 chairs, it's not choshev to me. That wasn't my machshava. My machshava was to take out 25 chairs. So the chur, if you don't take out the 25, you only take out 24 chairs, it should be potter if you go bost your machshava. Is hochin amit loy mechayiv ademapik lekulei. Since you have das to take out no house, so if you take out less than everything, you should be potter. Just like you're saying here, if you have das to take out something small, your das is machshavit, so what din faket, if you have das to take out a lot, so less than that, you have no machshav at all, you should be potter. Have to gemara name. Hosam botle daita yetze kolodim. That das is like botle, that's not a kol choshev das. Normal people know that when something the size of a gregris, it's a double that the thing, one share, could be used, avat the double choshev yichayim. That you have machshava now only to carry out 25 shares, that can't make it that one share has no chashivus. That's botel daitoin. Because in the Mitzvah, one share is chashiv. That you can't say. Avad if it's chashiv. You want to take out more and more and more and more. Good, that could be a machshava. But you can't say for taking out one share, it's not a double chashiv. Everybody knows it's a double chashiv. The Mishnah is saying, Yechidish Faker. One seed by itself is not a double chashiv, one chita. But if you have das to plant one seed, you can be machshavit. Trash yellow mayato. The masnisim v'daite talinon. Kedekamra is telling a person's das. Mishum di adas vishaina. Machsheves leish yuroi. Yo machashevet give it a good cheer. Obazoi chishev leitzi kol beisoi. Bohitzo achas. At one time you want to take out all 25 cheers. Tleachsheve yelimke moitzia kula kechon. You only machshev 25 cheers. One cheer has no chashivis. Is Ochin Amid Chiafka Purta Loy Mechayiv? If you only take out one share at a time, you'll be Potter. So Rashi is even a bigger Kiddush. As you are thus take out all 25 at one time, like you want to take the whole house out at one time. So if you want to take it out now one by one, you'll be Potter, because that's not your Machshava. Your Machshava is take it all at one time. And the Gemara that you can't say, that I've had a Botla Daitei, Vishiyure the Choshev Lin Shechoshev, since one share, or the size of the gregris ba'ichlin, is a double choshev for people, to everybody it's choshev. Even though you don't want it right now, it's botla daitoi. Avadar has this choshev, it should be chayev. Vayta v'chol odom ein chayovim molev ele kishirei. So the Mishnah is saying in Chiddush, even though this Reuven, the bala boss of this chita, took it into his house, I'm not to plant it. So if Reuven carries it out on Shabbos, he's chayev. So if the Mishnah, but if somebody else comes into Reuven's house, and takes out this chita, he's potter. Somebody else, kol odom need the shear. You only chayiv either with five seeds or whatever the shear ma. So the Gemara, masnis and loik Reb Shimon ben Elozer. Our mission is not like Reb Shimon ben Elozer. The Tanya we learned before, klal omer Reb Shimon ben Elozer, kol sheina kosher latzniyoi, v'yei matzniyoi kumayu, even though something that's less than a shear, it's less than a groigrus. So most people don't hide, don't care about a piece of food less than a groigrus. Ababahuch shol ezeh. But one person cares here about it. If him it's a refuah, so there's half of a cracker. For him, he's machshev, it's a refuah for me. And this one person, Reuven, took this chatzi, gregris, this piece, small piece of cracker, and hid it for himself. So he was machshev. So if he carries it out, avad he's chayiv. If somebody else now comes and carries out the small cookie, is also mechayiv zev machshav to shalzim. This other person that carries out is also chayiv. And since the Bala boss, one person was machshav of this cookie, this small piece, because him it's refuah, if he'll take it out, he's chayiv, helps Reb Shimon, his machshav helps everybody. Whoever comes down with his house and takes out the small piece, he's chayiv on it. So that's not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says, only the person that hides it for himself, that's useful for himself, he's chayiv. But everybody else needs a shear. Yeah. So Mila our Mishnah dings the Chan Reb Shimon ben Elozer. Still, other people are potter. Omar Rove, Omar Rav Nachman. somebody carried out on Shabbos a piece of cookie the size of a grapefruit. So that's a dried out date. So yichayiv midiraisa. That's a chosher b'shir. Yichayiv midiraisa. Liachila. And metchila you had das eat it. Now since you have das eat it, that's the shir you need. You need v'dafka this size cookie. The cookie would have been smaller than a grapefruit. You'd be potter. Now in the middle of you carrying it outside, when nimla choler, you change the miler's ria. Oh, so we're not talking about dafka cookie. We're talking about a chita, a wheat. A piece of wheat. Now a piece of wheat, you could eat it, or else you could plant it. So matchila, when you carried it out, you had enough wheat in your hands, the size of a grapefruit. And you had das tidit. But later, before you put it down, you changed your mind on you want to plant it right now. Ayichai v'nat, that's the shayla. V'nimla chalel lizriya. Inami yos tesvar faker. Lizriya. Matchila, you took out the size of grapefruit of wheat. You took out enough wheat, and yad machshav lizriya. So Metchila, you didn't have to take out so much to be chayav. You would have been chayav for one chita, since your das was for planting it. But you happened to take out the size of the grapefruit. But Nimla Choleon, after you made the Akiram, while you're walking, taking it outside, you changed your mind, Liachila. Is Aloch a chayav? Here Avad, you chayav. Why? Because no matter what machshava you have enough of a shear to be mechayav. You took out the size of a grapefruit. So if you have das to plant it, chita you chayav. Because for planting, even chayiv was less than a grapefruit. And if you had das to eat it, you're also chayiv, because a grapefruit is enough of a shear to be chayiv. For the Gemara Pshita, Avadi Yechayiv, what's the Chiddush? Zil hocha yikishuroi, v'zil hocha yikishuroi, whichever way you look, you have a shear. So Avadi Yechayiv, what's the Chiddush? So the Gemara Ma'ad, the Tema, I would think, no. Bina na'akira, v'hanocha v'chodem achshava, the Melechus Hoitzuan Shabbos needs two things to be chayiv. You have to have an akira, you have to first pick up the chayfetz, and walk down Ramit, or else take it from Rishus Yechad to Rishus Rabin, and then make Hanocha. So you need these two Maisim to Mechayiv, Akira and Hanocha. So I would think maybe you have to have the same Machshava during the Akira and during the Hanocha. Here, Vashas, the Akira, you had Das to eat it. Vashas, the Hanocha, you have Das to plant it. Maybe not Mitzara to two Maisim, Kamashmon, yes. The Balta Shear is enough on both sides. To Mechayiv you, we don't care if you had a Shino Machshava in between, still Yechayiv, that's the Chiddush. You don't need the same machshava. Two machshavas are also enough. Joashi, v'nim lechalel yoichlo, v'nichu, they put it down now. Kladu moravaita, v'yi rova, hoitziyoi chatzi gregris lezriya. Metchila, you took out a chatzi gregris to plant. You took out a small amount of wheat. Not a gregris, only a chatzi gregris. So if you would have taken it out to eat, you'd be potter. That's not the shear. But since you took it out on manas to plant it, which you were machshavit, so you chayiv. V'tovcha, and now by says the rainwater got inside it, and these chit and these wheat blew up, and it became the shear of a gregus. V'nimla choleh l'achila. And now, v'shas hanach, you changed your mind to put it down, you want to eat it only. Ismael, are you chayiv or not? What's the shayla? You hear it's a little bit less. Because if it wouldn't have blown up, the way you first took it out, it was chatzi gregris. So if you would have changed your mind, he did, you'd be potter. Because b'shas te'anocha, you don't have a shear frachilim. But here it's modna, in between, it got bigger, and now you have the shear frachilim. Ismael, im tinsalayma hosamudun chayvim, so same with the first case, where you had the shear of a gregris both times, yichayiv, why? Tezil hoch yikishuroi, vizil hoch yikishuroi. Zay b'shas hanocha, zay b'shas akira, the whole time, you had the shear of a gregris. So you had enough of a size to be mechayiv you. That's why yichayiv. Abahoch, here the shayla was, kiva de be'idna, de alkalei heavy be'shir with achilim. B'shas, you took out the sweet, it was only a chatzi gregris. It wasn't big enough to be mechayiv you if you would have had das lachilim. True, you took it out with das to plant it. So that's enough to be mechayiv you. But maybe, b'shas akira, you're not going to be mechayiv for the machshava of the anocha. Because b'shas hanocha, your machshava was tidit. And right now, at the beginning, when you picked it up, made the akira, there's not enough size to be mechayiv you for an achila. You don't have a gregus. Is like mechayiv, that's a swar, maybe not mechayiv. Or duma, the other swar is no. Kivon dilu ishtik. When you picked it up, you took it out of nas to plant. Right? Now, if you would have kept quiet the whole time and made the hanocha with that machshava for planting, you would be mechayiv. Dilu ishtik, v'loi choshev v'lei, and you wouldn't have changed your mind now to eat it. Mechayiv ha-machshava, this riya, you would have been mechayiv for the first machshava. Or v'zoi hashtanam mechayiv. Now also, it's not worse. Not that you changed your mind now and decided to eat it, but since at the end, Lamaisa, you have a shear of a gregris, so this machshava could be mechayiv you, and metchila b'shas, you picked it up, even though then it was pachas mitgregris, but at that time you had machshava to plant it, which your machshava, you give mechayiv for that. So the chur in both cases, yechayiv. So Rashi, im tim slayma behi, af agav yakirav anochalav v'chad machshava u'd mechayiv. This svar is different than the first svar. On the first case, you had a size of the gregris the whole time. So both machshavos, there's enough of a shear to mechayev for the whole time. Therefore, v'shas tekira v'anocha, even though you changed your mind, your machshavos, but for both machshavos at all times, you had a gregris, that's a shear to mechayev. Ah, well, hocho, vidna diafka, here, v'shas, you picked it up. You made the akira lehevi boshir lemachshav shniyah. B'shas you took out this chati gregris. If you would have thought b'shas akira menat hid it, you would have been putter because you don't have a shear for achila shel hanochom. So since at the end when you put it down, you thought about the hanochom to put it down l'shem achila, maybe you putter because since at the end you thought about achila, maybe you have to have enough shear the whole time to be mechayev for an achila, and that you don't have. B'shas you picked it up; it was a chati gregris. That wasn't the shear for achila. Maybe it's not mitzarf. That's one svarim. I don't know if I cared. Kiv when the ilwishta kira can't be worse. If he would have kept quiet, his first machshava of taking it out was a machshava to plant it. Now if he would have kept quiet, bach shniyam ispe shiel is ria mechayiv. With this machshava, you are chayiv because since you picked up, even though it's a chati gregris, but your machshava to plant this much wheat, so it's a chashav shiel, you chayiv for it. Since there's enough of a shear for a last machshava here, you have enough of a shear for this shear for next one. So vadi yemechayiv. Vaitas le tomorrow. V'yim tim tzolima kivon nilu ishti v'loy choshev v'loy mechayiv amachshava. This ria hashanami mechayiv. He has to be mechayiv. Right. Another case is. The person took out the size of the gregris, a dried out date of wheat, and he had not eat it. So at this time he's chayif for this machshavim, because he has the shear of the gregris. But samka, in the middle, while he's walking outside with shusrav, they shrunk. This wheat shrunk, and right now there's no more shear of the gregris. So if he would have kept this first machshav instead of eating it, he'd be potter. Because b'shas hanocha, there's no shear to be machayiv, you were shrunk. There's not a shear of a gregris right now. No, the second the wheat shrunk and there's not a shear of a gregris, he changed his mind. Lizria, he decided not to plant it. And made with this machshava planting, you are chayiv. Say it's a good shayla maho. What's the loch here? Hocha vada, here. Ki ishtik a machshava kemaisa loy mechayiv. You don't have the first svarim. Because see, if he would have kept quiet, he took it out, I'm not to eat it. If he would have only had that machshava the whole time, he'd be potter. Because at the end, before he put it down, it shrunk. There's not a shear of a gregris here. So with the first machshava of eating it, you'd be putter. So you don't have that machshava, that svarim. If you would have kept quiet, you'd be chayiv. Here, if you would have kept quiet, you would have been putter. So that's a sadya putter. Oiduma, the other svar is no. Oiduma, bos ashtas linim, amonashok. At every second that you're carrying out these chitim, you're chayiv. When you picked it up, you had das tidit, you had the shear of a gregris. Later, the second it became shrunk, it got less. There's no shear achila, but I call upon him at that second you decided to carry it out now, lizria, so you're also chayiv. So zilbos ashter, right now there's no shear ach gregris, but now you're machshavris to plant it. O mechayiv? So maybe here you are chayiv. Right. V'yim tim tzloyma bos ashter aslin, and I feel you want to say, you go bos the machshava right now, since now you have das to plant it. And there's a shear of planting, you are chayiv, o mechayiv. What about faker? You have that, you took out the shear of a gregris, a regular size, a big size, and leachila. Novit somka, the wheat shrunk. There's no shear of a kezayis, of a gregris. The chosre v'tovcha. So b'shas the akira, it was a gregris. While you're walking, it became less than a gregris. It shrunk. But 2 minutes later, it was the fourth. The rainwater came down again, and it blew up again. It came back to the shear of a gregris. And you put it down, now it had a shear of a gregris. So here, b'shas akira, b'shas hanocha, there was a shear of a gregris. But in between, it was less. Is maho. Yesh dichul in yin Shabbos, ayin dichul in yin Shabbos teiku. Here's your shiloh. In between you carrying it, it lost the shear to be mechayiv you. That is far from dichui. As this time was like dochi, you threw away, it's not right to be mechayiv you. For these few minutes in between, when it shrunk, less than a gregris, and since your machshavah is now heated, you're potter of that machshavah. But since 2 minutes later, it became back again to the shear of a gregris, maybe it's the chayiv. That's the Gemara Shaila. Is there a svar from dichui at the Shabbos or not? So Rashi, yesh dichui. Ma shechosru bentayim. These 2 minutes that this wheat became less than a share of a groigris. Ilu anchavishos. If he would have put it down, taka that second, when it's not a shear, loy mechayiv. Avadi vipotav then. Because Tanocha was talking to make a shear. Enochanam medi akir was kishir, but for Shabbos, yoni chayiv was an akir and anochim. And here, v'shas anochim was less than a shear. No, here the Shiloh was, Bishashu put it down and it again blew up again, and it became to the Shia of a Gregris. As mi Aminim, Torah is Dichui. That means the Nidche Loi Mechiv Chatis. About these few seconds when he's carrying it now, at this second there's no Chiv Chatis, or Botla Lo Akirim. That's as far as said the first Akirim is like Botla, like it's not here. V'chihot the Tovcha, later when it blows up again, V'nichu, when you put it down, have Yanochab Le Akirim, it blows like a new Hanochab. That's as far from Dichui. Since that 1 second in between, it wasn't roi to be mechayiv, we consider as if the first mice akira stopped. No more akira. Now, when it comes back to the size of a gregris, you have to start over again. So you're still walking, you're not making a new akira, all you're doing is just making an anocha along your potter. Oy dilma knows there's no din dichui. Even though that second's not roi, so what? You don't say you stopped the akira. The first akira is going on. And later when you make the anocha, since b'shas hanocha there's a shear of a grape, which you would be mechayiv. So it's Gemara take, I'm obliged by taking this word. Yeah. Rabbi, boy minei rovim Rav Nachman. Rav Chatakash from Rav Nachman. Zorek kezayis truma lebeis tomei mal. Somebody has only a kezayis truma. Now on Shabbos was saying to be mechayiv to carry out food on Shabbos, you need the shear of a gregris. Less than a gregris, you potter. There you're only carrying out a kezayis. A kezayis, the size of an olive, is less than a dried out date. So here you shouldn't be chayiv. But what did you do with this truma? You threw it to the Beis HaKfaris. And the shas that lands, it becomes tummy. This truma becomes tummy. Ismao. What's the halacha? That's the shayla. So tomorrow lamai, what are the asking the shayla? Ilin yin Shabbos, if you want to know you chayiv for this mice on Shabbos, as you threw from your house out to the Beis HaKfaris, Moshe Sarabim. So we want to know if you chayiv or not. Because the Gemara Gregor's been in. Avad Yepoter. Since it's not a shear of a Gregor's Yepoter, it's an Eichel, it's Truma. So if you have less than a shear, Yepoter with your Eiser. Elin Yin Tumah, if you want to know what's Makabo Tumah. This Truma now went and touched the Beis HaKfaris, is Makabo Tumah not? So the Gemara Kebetz Eichel binin. There's a cloud. You need at least the size of a Kebetz of Eichel to Makabo Tumah. Here you only have the size of the Gezayas of an olive, which is smaller than an egg. It's not Makabo Tumah either. So when this truma touches the mace, it's not makabel tuma. So what's your shayla here? Nothing happened. You're potter from Shabbos, and it's not makabel tuma. So Gemara Liyelum in your Shabbos. I think we're talking about the shayla of Yechayi for the Tzoy Shabbos. You threw it through the Shus Rav and Dal Damis. You want to know if Yechayi or not. Okay, going the cases, Yika Pachas Mikibaya Oichlim. We're talking about what you have in your hands right now. Don't forget, Yika Pachas Mikibaya Oichlim means there. Is there by the Beis HaKfaris, you have there some Eichlim already, but the size there is less than a Kebetzah. Vahai, that what you have in your hand, the Truma you have in your hand, and you're throwing it there, is Mashlim al Kebetzah. You're finishing off the shear that now when it lands, there in the Beis HaKfaris, there's a Kebetzah. There's the size of an egg of food. Now when it lands, since together you have a base, it's Makabel Tumah. Is mine, that's the Shiloh. Me, dim, it's Tarif Linyan Tumah. Mechayev Namal in your Shabbat, there should be a new Svara. Since when this kezayis of truma lands, it's makabel tuma, because it comes together with the other food that's there, and now together you have a kebetz of oichlim. It's makabel tuma, so maybe it's a chashev of zrika. To be metameh is maybe a svara who adin in your Shabbos also. The Ilcha Shabbos is also called a chashev of zrika, since it's makabel tuma. Or dilmanein, kol in your Shabbos the gregris binin. Anything that gets to Shabbos, you don't need the size of the gregris. Less than the gregris yipoter, even though it's also makabel tuma, so what? Tuma lechud and Shabbos lechud. Rashi vay mashpimu shenocho etzlo vashpimu v'yadei hanocho zu nitmu. Mai, mi de choshev ach zrikel in yetumah, this is tvorim. Since mi de reisa, this rik is a choshev as rikon. Cause it's makabo tumah now, is choshev namal in yishabes. As ochen amigu. That mi de reisa, this is a choshev as rikon. So maybe the Torah was machayvi for this rikon. Ki lo hu ke gregris. As if it's called you carry out a gregris, or mechayiv, and yechayiv for Shabbos aloi, maybe we know. Kafot, there's no gregris here, you'll be potter on Shabbos. That's the shayla. Omalei, after the Gemara, tinisu abishol, we learned abishol, abishol aloi, we learned that abishol said, shtei halechem, somebody carries out the shtei halechem, that's on Shavuos. Velechem aponim yav every Shabbos. Ish yurun ke gregris. If you carry them outside the base of Migdish to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, you only chayiv,